The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the second day of October, year of our Lord 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. A proper tip of the day. I want to encourage everybody to work on their EMP preparations. Recently, a former CIA director, Woolsey, was interviewed on Voice of America, and he states unequivocally that those 2 satellites that pass over us every 12 hours, North Korean satellites that pass over the United States every 12 hours, do in fact have nuclear weapons on board, which if detonated would set off EMP effects that would wipe out most of the lower 48. That's your prepper tip of the day to check that out and make sure your preparations are squared away and ready to go. We have a lot to talk about this morning, and we have just the right guest to help me do this, Mr. Jimmy Gensling, the CEO of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. And Jimmy, let's begin with a short prayer for the victims and their families of this shooting in Las Vegas. Why don't you do that for us, Jimmy?
Father, we just we come to you this morning. Most of us today, we woke up, stumbled around, wiping sleep out of our eyes, groggy, let the cats and the dogs out, whatever. Turn on the TV. And we don't get slapped in the face, Father. We get knocked to the floor with something that every individual, I think, yesterday would say, this could not happen here. And it's right here in our face, Father. Answers aren't there yet. They will be coming. Rumors, just one on top of the other. These families, Father, they went to this place and they went to this concert to go have a good time and enjoy themselves. Father, they went there with no idea that something like this could ever happen. It's happened, Father. Father, we can sit there and search for answers and make insinuations and come to conclusions without facts. That's all. That's nothing, Father. Right now, we need your blessing. We need your kindness. We need your loving touch on these families that were involved in this. Not just the ones that lost family members that died. Right now, Father, they have no idea how many are injured. You know, the count is 400, and that's only because that's how many radio-operated vehicles got to hospitals. That's not counting the ones that, you know, John and Jill Q. Public loaded into a car or hailed a taxi and got these people there some other way. Father, we just need your kindness. We need your healing touch. We need your compassion and rest for these people, Father. Let the police do their job. Guide them where you need to guide them, Father. And just help these people, Father. Can it happen again? Well, now we know it can. It's happened once, so it can happen again. Father, we just ask you to watch over our nation, guide our president. Stand in the way that of those that could cause him harm or disrupt his plans, Father, that you guide him through. Father, we just praise you and we thank you for this. We ask you again to be with the families, be with the individuals that are harmed. Those that are seeking answers, Father, let them find them and let them find them in your time. And we just ask for this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father. Amen.
Amen. Well, Jimmy, I was just as shocked as everybody waking up to get this news. And, of course, this story will be major news for at least 3 to 4 days minimum, as well it should be. I was listening to the audio when the performer was escaping off stage, and without a doubt, a centerfire automatic weapon. Likely belt-fed, but possibly magazine-fed. Other than that, we don't know much about the weapon, although it was, in fact, an automatic weapon. The brother of the shooter has been interviewed, and the brother is claiming that the shooter had no political or religious affiliations, but he also said that very little, minimal contact with the brother for quite a while, so that may or may not be accurate. About any possible political or religious affiliation. No photograph of the shooter so far that I've seen. Have you seen one yet, Jimmy?
No, I haven't seen one yet. All I've heard is I think he's 65-year-old, white male, and that's it.
Okay.
Just watched another update just a few minutes ago on the news, and the sheriff there was saying that please don't take these numbers that you see on your screen. He says those right now are just estimates, and he says they are very slim, flimsy estimates. That right. As the day progresses and all, they'll know more. The one thing that I do find interesting, again, we're all just going on second, third, and some fourth-hand information. Two shooting positions, 8 rifles. This was well thought out. He had surveillance cameras set up so he could watch the hallway outside and could see the responders coming.
Really?
Yeah. First report that I saw on it was that he shot himself, he killed himself, they found him dead. And then just a while ago, they changed that to he shot himself as they made entry. So, again, we don't know anything more than we knew when we got up. So, I don't know. There's just so many questions to be asked on this one. It's going to be a drawn-out process. And, of course, we can always expect, let's see, right now here in New Mexico, which is the same time as Nevada, it's just now 7 o'clock. So by 10 o'clock, all the rumors will be flying. And folks, just listen quietly, assess it, and wait for some hard facts to come down.
Right,
that's the only,
right.
The only advice I can make.
Well, when it comes to the Second Amendment, my knowledge, Jimmy, there's about a more than a quarter million legally owned automatic weapons in the United States. And to the best of my knowledge, the only crime ever committed with a legally owned automatic weapon was committed by a police officer. Do you have any different information on that?
No. And okay. I'm not even really sure on what you learned on that one. Explain that one for me.
Well, I can't give a source because it's just been in the back of my brain for so long. But there's going to be a lot of attention to firearms, obviously, following this. If Hillary was president, I would hate to think what the consequences would be for the Second Amendment. But so I don't think that's too much of a concern, is any further infringement on our Second Amendment rights due to this this crime that was committed by a criminal. So, yes, the rumors are flying, and we need to keep a level head and work diligently to separate fact from fiction. In these early hours, it's only been, about 6 hours ago this all happened. So it's
right.
Still very, very, very fresh, very fresh. The speculation about other shooters is going to be flying. Speculation about the political and or religious motivation of the shooter. The speculation about the firearm itself, whether it was legally owned or not, which I hope it was not legally owned, because that would be bad for all of us Second Amendment supporters. Of course, the follow-up as to the exact numbers of dead and injured, which it'll probably be later today before we get it even close to an accurate count, don't you think, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah. On Fox earlier, they interviewed a young man, I would say early 20s. The reporter had no idea how old he was, 17, 25, I don't know. Kid didn't have a shirt on, had blood all over him, and just a citizen. And once everything stopped, this kid ripped off his shirt and packed the wound with it, and they flagged down a car and got this person in it and got him off the...
Right.
And he went back and he got another one.
Right.
And,
well, good for him. Good for him.
This young... That gives me hope for the youth of America. This young man didn't... In the interview, there was absolutely nothing about me, I, or anything. It was, this person was injured so-and-so, this person had injuries so-and-so. All we did was flag down vehicles and get these, hurt individuals in it and
right.
off to the hospital.
Right, right, right. Well, I think I believe there is hope for America. My wife and I spent the night, Saturday night, in a house with four football players and their friends, and there was no alcohol on the premises, no tobacco, no illegal substances. It's just a group of young men and women who are working hard to achieve their goals in a proper manner. We got a call here. We got Jimmy. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Rick. How
hey, good morning. Good morning. Hi. I hope you guys are all doing as well as you can. I only have one brief comment, and I wonder if you've noticed this. I was watching the weather this morning, and the local news station did a 15-second spot on this, and I looked at my wife, and I'm like, did they actually just say that? And then they cut away to some kind of deal where you could get purses on sale, and I'm like, wait a minute. So put it on Fox, and sure enough, what this person said was exactly right. There was a shooting. But one thing I did notice, and I wonder, I'd like to bring it to your attention, the rate of fire was not constant. And I began to wonder, because you really can't do that with an automatic weapon. You can control how many rounds, roughly. I mean, is it a one-second, a two-second burst? But you can't make it go fast and slow, which is what he was doing.
Actually, there is a way to do that, depending on the firearm. Sure. I know for a fact the BAR, a World War II issue BAR, has two settings, as the soldiers would call it, fast and damn fast. No semi-auto setting on the BAR. And I'm no expert on automatic weapons, but I would hazard to guess that there's probably a number of automatic weapons that have similar settings. Jimmy, any follow-up on that?
Yeah, very correct. Two things, depending on the weapon, depending on what form of trigger group that they have in it. There's one particular one on that rifle, I believe, is known as intermittent burst. And if you hold it down, it will cycle through, and then it will pause for a minute, more or less kind of catch its breath, and then take off again. But on that, Rick, something I noticed listening to the audio earlier, and it may have simply just been reverberation from the buildings there, but at one time it almost sounded like two weapons. Did either one of y'all hear that?
I haven't heard that. Yeah, I didn't hear that much audio, so I can't comment on that. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, I was just going to say, it's I see where you're going with this, but later on today, when you have a minute, listen to it. What I'm actually talking about is something that almost parrots a Gatling gun, where it almost sounded like this guy went and purchased himself one of those goofy little toys that you plug into your trigger and you're turning it like a crank. Listen to it. Now, I mean, I might be wrong, but what this guy was doing with his rate of fire just didn't seem like anything I've ever heard before. So just take a look at it and see. I wonder if that'll turn out to be what he was messing with.
That's a possibility.
It's only just a comment. Yeah, just an observation. Obviously, it doesn't add or subtract from the situation. I'm just saying it, but it does. It would tell me something about who this guy was. In that, you know, did this man actually have a BAR, or was he playing with an AK with a jack in the box crank stuck in the side of it? You know, to me, it makes a difference as to his personality.
Yeah, it's I am rather interested in the weapon, like John said earlier, to find out if it was NFA registered weapon, if it was a homebrew, if it was what we don't know.
Right.
The other question is will we know? Will they actually say what it was?
If they can attack the Second Amendment, they might.
Well, lady that was has a show there in Las Vegas they interviewed earlier made a comment that really kind of took me aback. She said that Las Vegas is the most heavily hammered town, city, whatever you want to call it, in the world, that nothing can happen there without it being recorded.
Sure.
And
right.
I'm interested to see what they come up with on how this guy got that in there and what it looked like. I mean, it's just something, and we have to wait for answers.
Well, we'll see. This story will unfold over the next 2 to 3 days, and we'll get answers to most of these questions.
Well, I only wanted to inject it. Just have a look later when you get a minute.
Okay. Thank you, Rick. We appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Okay. And the call number is 800-313-9443. The early stages of these events, there's always a lot of missteps and mistakes and people screwing up and reporting things that aren't true, isn't there, Jimmy?
Yes, sir, constantly. You know, and what happened there on that, ladies and gentlemen, let's back up just a second and look at John and me and you and him and everybody else out there right now.
Hold that thought, Jimmy. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from...
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the second day of October. Yes, it is the second of October. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's deserteagleshooters.com. And, of course, the events of the day is what we're talking about. In case you're just now waking up, about 6.5 hours ago or so, there was the worst shooting in United States history in Las Vegas, Nevada. There was a three-day country western concert. The shooter was on the 32nd floor of a hotel with some type of automatic weapon. We don't know any details other than it appeared to be a 30 caliber or a center fire, I should say, automatic weapon. More than 50 dead, more than 200 injured. We do not have any exact numbers and probably won't for better part of a day by the time the police have figured out how many dead and how many wounded. Of course, the number of dead could increase as people who were close to death do expire due to their injuries. Right, Jimmy?
Oh, yes, sir. And another thing, they're saying on the news and everything, they keep reporting, well, this guy was, you know, 1,200 yards away, 1,100 yards away, or feet away. And, ladies and gentlemen, that's inside of 500 yards.
That's nothing.
No matter what
30.
Number they use.
Right.
That shooter, his targets were inside of 500 yards. 22 long rifle can do devastating damage at that distance. Accuracy is not going to be what you would expect, but the thing is cramped, crowded conditions like that, you know, it's what I started to go off with when we got to the break, John. This is going to bring a whole new, realization to our listeners and their friends and families and stuff that keeping your head on a swivel now is going to be even more. Because now that this has happened and we know nothing about the shooter yet, since it's happened, there's going to be copycats. There's going to be others that are going to plan on this somehow. So we're going to have to work this up, and by next week, depending on how things go, maybe we can start covering a little bit better on what to do in situations like this, for our listeners to take part in things. But being in a crowd like that, I can guarantee you not a single person there that was involved in this or even witnessed it expected anything like this.
Well, of course not.
Never had an escape plan, never had an idea of this or that or anything else.
Well, the civilians in the crowd who never heard automatic weapons fire, they thought for quite a while that it was only fireworks. But if you know the difference in what to listen to, anybody who's been around automatic weapons knows that fireworks cannot possibly duplicate the sound of an automatic weapon, can they?
No, sir. This is going to change the course of everything. Now they're showing some daylight pictures of it, and the new reporters are showing up. Ones that have been up all night, I guess, are getting to take a break. But, ladies and gentlemen, whenever you are in crowds, I don't care if it's a mall, if it's a school event, or anything, up your level of observation a little bit. If you see anything that just, you know, to coin a phrase that Abby uses, hinky, and I finally found a definition of hinky, John.
It's really?
Anything
okay.
That doesn't make sense. You look at it, and the dog has got four legs and everything, and something's wrong. You just can't figure it out. It's hinky, and then you discover he's got a cat's tail.
Uh-huh. It sounds German. We have a bottom-of-the-hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 2nd of October. And in aftermath, immediate aftermath, it's only 6.5 hours ago this all took place. Pedestrian things like this radio show and websites and all the things we normally pay attention to seem rather puny by comparison. But life does go on. Life does go on. We will get past this tragedy in Las Vegas, and we will go on with our lives. People affected, they will have to rebuild their lives and grieve for their losses. So with that in mind, I do have a website. My website is thelibertyman.com. That is thelibertyman.com. And myself and my friend Tim Spencer, my webmaster, we go to a lot of effort to get things there that will help you gain more knowledge and entertain you and help you to achieve your goals. I haven't looked, but Tim is supposed to post on my website my next speaking engagement, which will be a week from tomorrow. That will be Tuesday, September the 10th, at the Johnstown Senior Center, Johnstown, Colorado, at 7 p.m. We've had some good turnouts in the past, and looking for a good turnout a week from tomorrow on Tuesday, the 10th day of October at 7 p.m. at the Johnstown Senior Center. Also, my website, of course, you'll find energy clinics for sale. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, or back pain, the energy cleaner will most likely help. Not getting a great night's sleep, it will help there also. Get yourself an energy cleaner. I use mine every night. When I travel, I take it with me. It helps those miles melt away, and I end up the day after 10 or even 12 hours of driving, I still feel pretty good. And you can also. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. And I have a toll-free auto line. You can use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, by the way. Here's that toll-free auto line, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor, CEO of Desert Eagle Shooters, that's DesertEagleShooters.com. The topic of the day, of course, is what happened 6.5-7 hours ago, the mass shooting, the worst shooting in U.S. history, at a country western concert in Las Vegas. That happened late Sunday evening, around 11 p.m. local time, I believe, give or take a little. The shooter was on the 32nd floor of a hotel in Las Vegas with some type of centerfire automatic weapon. We don't know the caliber or the description of the firearm yet. Jimmy, the police are reporting that there were 10 rifles in the room where the shooter was. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
They're saying there's 10 rifles now?
Right, right.
Earlier I had heard that there were 8 and 2 shooting positions.
Right, well, this is a moving target. Any fast-breaking story of this nature, there's going to be reports come in and updates and then corrections and more corrections. That's just expected, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. And the only thing that I'm finding curious that hasn't changed yet, and I'm going to watch closely to see if it does change, is for them to go to a second, go to a single shooting position. And I don't know, it almost appears, operative word, appears that it was arranged and everything for 2 shooters instead of 1. That was the first thing that clicked in my thought.
Right.
But I don't know. There's only the mention of the 1 shooter and everything else, so. Well, now we've got to up our own, ladies and gentlemen. Not saying don't go to events. Just saying that wherever you are, just kind of keep your head on a swivel. Pay attention to what's going on around you. And if you see anything that is out of the ordinary, always have an out. And in a condition like that, with those people stacked in like they were and packed and having a good time, there is no out. You see in the videos that and everything, all these people that hit the ground, first instinct is to get low, but when the shooter is above you shooting down,
that's not
unless
help.
You've got some kind of cover, ladies and gentlemen. Now, well, that's something that we can go through this morning, John, on real quick. Cover and concealment.
And what the difference is between them.
Is
absolutely.
Standing
right
behind something where they can't see you. Cover is something that will slow down or impede a bullet.
And, or hopefully stop the bullet would be
hopefully
ideal.
Stop right. The bullet.
Right.
A good example like that is if you dive behind your car, if you're at the back end where the trunk is, or you're by the back door, then you have concealment. If you're by the front wheel with an engine and engine compartment between you and the shooter and everything, then you have cover. So the optimum thought is if you are ever in this situation, put as much stuff between you and the threat as you can. I don't know, John, you're just, it's frustrating to wake up to this in the morning. Teresa and I spent the weekend in Deming, New Mexico. 6.5 hour drive over, 6.5 hour drive back. We got in about midnight and had a good show. Talked to a lot of people, helped a bunch of folks out. Ran into several new shooters that had ARs that one gentleman told me point blank. He says, I just got it and I don't even know anything about it.
So, really? That's scary.
Well, he's learning. Him and I sat there and we broke one down and I went through the basics with it and everything with him. And he's going to contact me and we're going to spend some time together. Very bright individual, older gentleman. And the attitude was correct, though. It was, you know, he came to the gun show looking to gain some information on it. And we had, you know, us spending some time together and discussing different aspects of the weapon, versatility and such as that. I wholeheartedly expect to hear from him the first part of this week. And we're going to get together and see if we can't get this gentleman on the right road. So it's going to be interesting. It's discussions at this gun show were a little bit different. Being out where it is, and most of our listeners probably have no idea where Deming, New Mexico is. If you look on a map of New Mexico and find El Paso, Texas, and find Interstate 10, then go about 70 miles west towards Arizona, and there's Deming, New Mexico. And not all that far, about 30-something miles from the Mexican border. A lot of discussion and everything. Got to talk to several people about operations and things that go there. So having an insight as to what the Border Patrol puts up with and all. Very educational this time around. And just all in all, it was a good, fun gun show. So if I'm a little bit slow and rattled this morning, that's why. My body's still trying to catch up a bit.
Our article on Drudge Report is reporting more than 406 people wounded and more than 50-plus people dead. That's a lot of people hurt.
Yep, just... that's the same banner that they've got on Fox right now. So, if any of our listeners out there, if any of our audience or anything, have any friends or family that were there, or they may live close to the incident and everything else and wouldn't mind calling in and give us an insight of what they're hearing. Everything that John and I are getting are through the national news media, some of it sanitized, some of it speculative, and everything else. So if any of our listeners are out there in that part of the country, would like to hear from you this morning and just find out what's going on that end. But this is always one of those fears that we've discussed for how many years, John, that, you know, after 9/11, everybody sat and waited for it to happen again. Again, we know nothing about the shooter. He could have just been diagnosed with some terminal illness or whatever, and that be the reasoning of him doing this. We don't know. But there's just so many questions that we're going to all be looking for answers for over the next few days.
Well, interesting side note, I saw a television interview with a 21-year-old female who was about to gain entrance to the concert, who described a Hispanic couple, man and woman, who were, and the woman was screaming, "You're all going to die." And this was about 45 minutes before the event began. "You're all going to die." And she was escorted from the premises. Interesting side note, I'm not sure what to make of it, but that is what was reported, and I saw the interview.
Now, that's interesting. That
of course,
is,
anytime you have that number of people, there are 22,000 people, the odds of having somebody who's mentally deranged just show up haphazardly is certainly dramatically increased, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It just, right now I'm more concerned about the shooter and his mindset and his background.
They're showing a photograph of him now on Drudge. He was a licensed pilot, hunting enthusiast, no criminal record, had a $400,000 home in a nearby retirement community. And there was a photograph of this gentleman with his girlfriend, a white male. He has a kind of a mustache and goatee, gray hair. Doing a toast, it sounds like. There's a aerial photograph of his home outside Las Vegas. Looks like a partly developed development here. He described as a $400,000 home. And, of course, they're searching his house now. This is developing news as we speak.
I just brought that up when you said Drudge. I just, my internet, I don't know what was going on with it this morning, but, there was no connectivity or anything, when I first got up. So, I'm looking at that picture of him right now.
Right.
This one here is very, very confusing, I guess.
Right. He doesn't fit the profile that I would expect at all.
No.
Licensed
that's
pilot,
what I'm
not
saying.
A fishing license.
He doesn't at all.
Right. They say he worked at Lockheed Martin as an auditor, which would be an accounting administrative type position. No criminal record, state of Nevada. They'll be doing a nationwide criminal search, but given his bio, I doubt they're going to find any criminal record on this guy. That sounds highly unlikely to me.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here goes the, and grab your tinfoil hats. If I was a hazard, this is, from what you just read, this is the perfect Manchurian candidate. Mr. Nobody. No record, no nothing. Programmed and turned loose. That's just my thought, ladies and gentlemen, based on absolutely nothing. I'm looking at this picture, and it just does not make sense at all.
No. This is the kind of guy that normally you would think of as a stable, grounded individual. I've known dozens and dozens of pilots the past half century, and they all, everyone I've known has been a very grounded, stable individual. Highly unusual. Highly, highly unusual.
They're showing on the box right now, they're showing a view of the hotel window side of the hotel. Evidently, it looks like it's kind of on a corner. And it makes sense now what they were saying about two shooting positions, because it looks like his hotel room was on the corner of a building. It was in the corner itself. And it's got these window panes that go across it and everything, and it looks like one shooting position where the curtain is flapping out through the hole is about five or six panes from the corner, and then another one, two or three panes from the corner going the opposite direction. But I'm still really not sure if that was just two different camera views, Siamese together, or what. This is, of course, Fox has got all the experts up there they're talking to. But that is a very interesting, like, one shooting position. Yeah, it is definitely two different windows, because the curtain in one is flopping and the curtain in the other one isn't. So, shooting shooting position in one room covering one area, shooting position in another room covering another area. So now that makes sense since I've seen a picture of it.
You know, but, covering one area of the concert and another area of the concert is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So, and then his brother says he was just a guy. Something happened. Well, that's obvious. Such insightful headlines. Looking at the stuff from...
These are just people, the brother is just another guy who's making these statements, and I did read someplace that there had been little contact with the family recently, and that the shooter had lived on both coasts, as if that means anything one way or the other. Here's our break. Call number 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the second day of October, taking your questions, calls, and comments. We're working and visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of DesertEagleShooters.com. Jimmy, we've got somebody here who says he knows you. CG59, Odessa. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Jimmy and John. We appreciate you guys covering this event with the amount of intelligence and saneness that you're covering it with. Of course, we're hearing all sorts of speculation and gobbledygook out there on the net as how this gentleman acquired this weapon, whether or not it was illegal. A lot of people think it might have been a legal weapon modified, and a lot of people do not understand that there are some that you can obtain an automatic weapon with a certain, you know, with a license and whatever. And looking at this gentleman's, obviously he's got money. So the speculation is was he probably able to buy this weapon fully automatic? And, of course, the next question of the day is, what was this? Was this an AR platform? Was it an AK platform? And I'll take my answer off the air. Oh. Thank you.
Okay. Well, the reports I heard, the rate of fire was too slow for an AR firing full automatic. And it was too fast for a 50 cal. In fact, if it had been a 50, the death toll probably would have been far worse because one of those could shoot through 8 or 10 people with one cartridge. Any follow up there, Jimmy?
Oh, gotta hit the right button here. No, I don't. I've listened to the audio a couple of times on the news, like I said. And I'm trying to pull it up, trying to find a source on the web right now that's got a run of the audio without somebody talking over it.
Right.
But like I said earlier, there was one point that, and again, it could have just been reverberating off of the buildings right. And everything.
It's pretty easy to say what it was not. First of all, it was not a submachine gun. It was center fire. Third, it's highly unlikely it was magazine fed, although that is a possibility, such as a BAR, for example. But the more likelihood is a 30 cal belt fed automatic weapon, in my opinion. What do you think, Jimmy?
Well, I heard one clip on Fox this morning. They were interviewing someone, one of the officers, and on the phone. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I may have misheard this, but I thought I heard the guy say that it was an FN firearm. And my brain was automatically running through.
It doesn't narrow it down. Yeah, the FN has made a lot of different firearms for a better part of a century. So it's like saying it's a Ford, or what does that mean? Is it a semi tractor trailer, or is it a Mustang? It's still a Ford. So yeah. Okay, we have a top of the hour break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some,
There is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.